This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, hour number three, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. My next guest, I think I may have had him on once or twice. We'll find out in just a second. But he and I were having a talk today, and I don't think enough about having him on because my next guest, Will Luker, is... For all of you out there that are ninjas, you know, he is the ninja. He's the ninja master of his own clan because he's the one that made the website. He made the website for me before I ever put the first show out there. He's been involved in the show from day zero, before day zero. And he is a, you know, he is, in addition to all of the web work and web development work and the photographic work and the video work, he does a lot of work with teaching people how to run a gun. So, with no further ado, joining me, Will, have you ever been with me before? Have I ever had you on as a guest? One time, right?
Yeah, I think I've been on the show once.
That was about the gun school website, yeah?
Yes, sir. That was on my launch, the official launch day of my site, usgunclasses.com.
USGunClasses.com, which is the clearinghouse where you can find a gun class, and he's working on building that out as we speak. And I'm sure it's come along a little further than the last time we spoke about it. But you and I were having this really good conversation today about just configuration of a gun. I wanted to follow that up and actually talk about it here because for a lot of people, there's a lot of new people coming online. You're an instructor out of Michigan, right? Out of Detroit, just outside of Detroit.
Correct.
So how many new people do you have coming through here that you have to actually sit down with them and try to work with them on how they're going to configure that gun?
It comes up a lot. And everybody has this preconceived notion on what the perfect gun for them is. And very rarely is that actually the gun they end up with. And so one of the big hurdles I face as an instructor is when people show up to class and they want to shoot a gun because they've read about it online, but then it's either hard to manipulate, they get arthritis in the hands, their eyesight isn't as good, or it's just too much gun for them to handle. The grip is wrong, it's too big, it's too small. It's a constant problem.
I remember when my sons were going through their concealed carry class, there was a guy there who had just come from the gun shop to his concealed carry class, and he had bought a Glock 20 10 millimeter. And I'm almost certain that his choice had a lot to do with the gun salesman. Before he got done with his qualification, he was borrowing somebody else's 9mm. I'm pretty sure he probably went back and traded that or something, I hope. But do you see that a lot?
I get it a lot. And it can be kind of frustrating, too, because people will show up and they will have just literally bought the gun. And they'll show up having never even taken it out of the package, never shot it, never cleaned it. And we get out there and they shoot it, and you can see this look of disappointment on their eyes too, because it's not what they expected, or they don't like parts of it. And it's, you know, really a bad place to put us in because we have to tell them, hey, I know you just spent all this money on a brand new gun, but maybe you should consider, you know, also looking at one of these that might fit you better. And, you know, we've been fortunate that most of the guns people buy these days, they function pretty reliably, but it's still very nerve-wracking to take a gun out and have it brand new out of the package and people want to go shoot it. It happens all the time.
Generally speaking, where is the sweet spot for somebody as far as price point? Most people, when they're buying a gun, the first thing they're going to be concerned about is going to be price. So where have you found the sweet spot as far as where to find a good, dependable handgun that's going to run for you that you don't have any problems with in the classroom?
I know most people are pretty okay in the $400 to $500 range, and when I justify it saying, listen, this is a tool that might save your life one day, is it really the place you want to try to save $40 or $100 here and there, nickel and dime? And then all of a sudden, you know, budgets kind of go up where they need to be. But by far the most popular that I'm seeing are, you know, Smith & Wesson, whether it's the M&P series or the Shield is extremely popular. Or, you know, of course, your normal Glocks, the Glock 43, Glock 26, Glock 27, those have been pretty popular as well.
Yeah, we're going to get into the whole Glock M&P thing. That was the fascinating part of our conversation. I want to try to recreate that.
I was thinking the same thing when we were talking earlier.
Yeah, the for the new student, 9mm, that's the way to go. I mean, it's when I started this venture, okay, I had trained and competed, and I never owned. I owned a 9mm in the military, and as soon as I got out, it was back to 45. Then I thought a little bit about 40. I was like, 40 can't be bad, and I bought 40 when it was so new that there was no ammo for it. I bought a Glock 22 when it first came out, and there was literally no ammo to be found for it. So I always thought the bigger caliber was the way to go. Is 9mm the way to go for most people?
I think so. I don't know how you can go wrong with 9mm, really, especially with the advances we've seen in ammo technology lately. And the, you know, less things recoil and more options and then lower price point to even go practice. Of course, I want people to go out and practice. And if they can save a little bit of money and shoot more frequently, I mean, I don't know how you go wrong with the 9mm.
Yeah, that is a big selling point because 1,000 rounds of 9mm, you can find steel cased for $200 a thousand.
Exactly.
It's just about cheaper to buy it than it is to reload it, isn't it? So,
and there's some really quality reloads out there, too.
Right. So, the gun, we talked about the gun. When we're going to run out of time, so I don't want to start it. We talked about the gun a little bit. Should they be looking at, most of these guns come in varying sizes, like the Glock, which we're going to talk about Will and Glocks in just a minute, but like the Glock 9mm have the two full-size service pistols, 34, 17, then the 19, then the 26, and the double sacks. Should people be looking at those and gripping each one of those and trying each one of those out if that's the platform they're going to run just to make sure it fits their hand right?
Absolutely. I think before you choose any gun, whether it's a single stack or a double stack, I mean, not only do you have to grip it, but you got to run some rounds through it to find out if it's the right one. And the one method I use to help students along in that journey is instead of finding the perfect gun, which is next to impossible until you shot a whole bunch, but grip the guns and find what you hate. And once you know what you hate, it narrows down the field of then the guns you take out to the range and try.
Also, what about these people? Well, we got 30 seconds left. Give out all the websites where the Will Luker gun stuff can be found.
USGunClasses.com. Check it out. And we're definitely looking for instructors all across the U.S.
And it's a service whereby your school gets out there. And if somebody from Kansas comes looking for a U.S. gun school and you're registered for there, your information is there for them to find. They know you're there. Believe me, that's a service that is well overdue. Where I live, all kinds of tactical schools, nobody knows they exist. Nobody knows they're here. Going to be right back with the Ninja Clan Grandmaster, Will Luker. This is Lock and Load. Square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
As we explore. Oh. All right, I got that wrong. As we explore what it takes to be a pistolero. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. My guest this hour is Will Luker. Will, give out the website again. Somebody's asking about that, and I've got so many websites on my mind right now.
Gunclasses.com.
Gunclasses.com. Gunclasses.com. Let me type that in there.
USGunClasses.com.
Okay. US Gun. I thought there was something in that.
Yep. And of course, I'm always looking for the best of the best. What I'm trying to build with my brand, being a younger instructor, I found it really difficult to juggle teaching my classes while having to answer phone calls all the time and emails. It was really hard to keep on top of it. So what I'm building my whole business around is helping the best of the best smaller instructors get the students, so students get a wonderful education. So we basically take care of everything. We answer the phones for instructors. We answer student questions. We book people. And the day before the class, instructor logs in. They have a complete list of who's attending. Everybody has reminder emails. And if there's ever a problem, the students call us and we handle it directly for them. You know, we don't think it's too much to ask to have the best student experience in the world, especially when it comes to gun safety.
Yes. I think it is fair to say that you have a very full plate of activities that you do. Among the things that Will dabbles in is aerial photography, to give you an idea. I've been begging him to teach me how to fly one of those things, and the only thing keeping him from doing it is the fact that I don't own a drone, right?
Exactly.
There you go.
I'll definitely show you how to crash it really quickly, too.
Yeah. Holsters. All right, we've talked about the gun, the holster. As far as a holster is concerned, where do you try to steer them? Kydex, leather, does it matter? Does it, you know, I'm sure some of them come to you with holsters.
You'd be surprised. Most of the time, I don't see people show up with holsters. They buy the gun. They know they want to take the class. They want to get their permit to carry. And they've thought of everything except for the holster. And it's kind of surprising, but not really, after doing it long enough, that the holster is normally the last thing people think about. And it's the place that they try to skimp the most. And it's also one of the sources why people don't carry every single day. It's, well, it's not comfortable. Well, no, you just don't have the right holster or possibly the right gun. So my personal favorites are the Kydex. And I favor an inside-the-waistband holster myself, but I try to have a little bit of everything, whether it's paddle holsters, Sherpas, even though I'm not a huge fan of those. I have those as demonstrations, pocket holsters. I try to have one of everything for most of the guns that I use in class and give people an opportunity to try them out before they actually start carrying, to really put some thought to how they're going to carry and what's the best way to do that. And I think Kydex, in my opinion, is what I like best.
Well, I'm sort of old school, and I like leather. But the problem with leather is if you go out and you buy a Galco, okay? You buy a Galco belt slide of any kind, and you're going to have to sit there. You're going to have to sit there in your favorite recliner while you're watching TV and jam that holster in there over and over again to break that holster in, because they come very snug. And I have actually had one undo my belt and pull it up as I'm trying to drag the gun out of the holster. And with Kydex, you don't have that issue, right? I mean, if it's the right holster to begin with, it works from day one.
Yeah, I've had great luck with them. And I like the Kydex because I think it tends to scrape up or otherwise put holster wear on guns less than leather over time. And I also like it because I think leather holds a lot of the moisture. So as you're going about your day, especially if it's raining out, but even if it's not, you have, you know, moisture that gets trapped then in between the gun and the leather, whereas I think Kydex lets it breathe a little bit more, which I also like.
Right. Right. So in the Kydex, do you prefer, like I prefer right now, I'm running a lot of G-Code, which is primarily a paddle holster. Do you prefer that kind of a holster to, say, one of these that are, I call them a pancake holster, where it's almost contoured to your body and it rides a little higher? Which one do you prefer?
I personally right now am rocking just the normal no frills Galto inside the waistband holster, and I've had good luck with it. You know, again, it comes down to comfort, and I just find that's the best one for me. I do like Alien Gear. You know, they make really good stuff. The pancake style holsters, I think, are comfortable. I just tend to, I just go with the Galco myself.
Which one do you use? The Summer Special? Or just that one with the clip?
Just the one with the clip.
Yeah. That's really like a Best Buy, isn't it? I mean, what do they call it, like $25?
Yeah, I think I paid $40 for mine. I probably got, you know, taken a little bit, but, yeah, you can get them for cheaper, and I like them. And, you know, the other reason I kind of like the inside the waistband holster that are Kydex is if you're going to a gun-free zone, for example, or otherwise prohibited, you can always pull your gun out, leave the holster in, and then I don't have to adjust my belts or do anything weird in the parking lot. So it always is kind of convenient in that regard.
Never can tell what kind of cameras are watching when you're doing something weird in the parking lot, can you? Now, let's talk. We got a couple of minutes left. One thing that I've been trying to figure out, and I told Will that I had an M&P shield, and we had a very long conversation about that. And when we get back, in the next two segments, we're going to talk purely about guns. The shield is so small, though, with the right outside the waistband holster versus inside the waistband, I don't see where there's really going to be a difference. Is that the class of gun that is coming along that they finally begun to develop? Or, I mean, we know how I feel about it. I told you about Moss and all that stuff. So is that maybe not a bad way to go, looking at these new single stacks they're coming out with?
I think the new single stacks are great for a number of reasons. Obviously, they're a lot easier to conceal, and a lot of people are extremely concerned about printing or wearing certain clothing that makes a double stack difficult to conceal.
Right.
There's so many options with the smaller guns like the Shield or the Glock 43 or even some of them from Kel-Tec. You know, there's so many different models out there that are so ultra concealable. I think that's a big reason why we're seeing a lot more concealed carriers, because all of a sudden now guns aren't that difficult to conceal.
No. USGunClasses.com, that's where you can find some of the stuff out there. I'm being asked in the chat room, are you overflooded with people wanting to become instructors, or is there a need for more instructors out there? We'll answer that when we get back. My guest, Will Luker. We're about to go into the gun stuff as far as coming up next. We're going to talk about Will's unhealthy love affair with the Glock. Love-hate relationship. We'll be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood. In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What do you need to do? Check with somebody like my guest. Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show, well, I don't have anybody to bring it to you right now. Brought to you by Will Luker. The website everybody's sitting on right now, he did that. Thank you very much for that. Huge friend of the show, has been for the entire life of it, prior to the life of it, actually. I was being asked in the chat room, now, U.S. gun classes is not to train instructors. It's a clearinghouse for people that are instructors, right?
Well, a little bit of both. As of December, I was part of the U.S. Concealed Carry Association very first class of training counselors.
Right.
So I have been out training instructors and certifying them for the U.S. Concealed Carry Association.
Right.
And it's definitely been extremely busy. I've taught two instructor classes so far, and it's, you know, since December, and definitely looking to do a lot more. And then, you know, if people are already instructors, I certainly, if they're the best at offering student experience and going the extra mile, I mean, I'm all for that too.
How long does it take typically to train an instructor?
To train an instructor?
Yes, sir.
With the U.S. Concealed Carry Association, there's 9 hours of prerequisites, and then there's 2 full days of classroom and then a shooting qualification.
That's not bad.
No, it's not too bad. And, you know, their shooting qualification really does make sure that instructors, you know, not only can teach the fundamentals, but also have a very firm grasp of it, which I also really appreciate.
Yeah, yeah. Now, we need to do something cathartic now, don't we, Will? We need to talk about you and this thing with Glock.
Yeah.
Now, Will has talked me more than once into buying an M&P. And as much as I like them, ergonomically, I don't like the trigger. And we were talking about that today, and Will let slip to me that as far as the way a gun feels, you are, okay, why did you not like the Glock to begin with? Why is it that you, is it because Smith & Wesson is a fine American company? I mean, what was your problem with Glock?
Well, I had two problems with it. The first is that everybody else really likes Glock, and I like to be a little bit different, so I wanted to see what else is out there. And I really, especially when I started shooting a lot, I really liked the feel of the M&P specifically and the way the trigger worked. I thought it was a whole lot smoother, and it felt better in the hand.
Right.
So I started going with M&Ps.
And then... what happened?
Well, so I impulse bought this M&P Pro Core with a Delta optic on the side. Co-witness, the thing's awesome. Figured I'd use it in classes, and I take it out, and I'm shooting it, and I wasn't as happy and impressed as I thought I would be. And it got to me thinking, well, you know, I just need to shoot it more, so I did. And then I grabbed my Glock that, you know, has been sitting in the safe for years now. And I think I shot better with the Glock that I haven't practiced with at all, as opposed to the M&P Core that has the optic on the top. And it really got me questioning, really, am I a Glock guy or M&P guy? And I think I'm starting to make the move back to Glock.
Now, which Glock are you talking about that you picked up? I didn't even ask you that part.
I shot the Glock 23, which is a 40. That's the one I shot next to the Core. And, I mean, I shoot really well with the 26 and the 27, too. I mean, I pretty much shoot really well with all of the Glocks, and thus my dilemma.
Well, is it your dilemma because you don't want to be like everybody else? Is that the big thing?
Well, yeah, you know, I don't want to be like everybody else, but I also really, really want to like the Smith & Wesson M&P. They make a great product.
Sure.
I think their trigger is better. I like pretty much everything about it. I just don't shoot as well with it.
Yeah, and I sort of understand. You know, I've tried the Smith & Wesson approach. I've tried the SIG approach, and it's a waste of money. I get out there, and I buy this stuff, and I'm like, all right, now from here on out, nothing but the SIG 226, the M11, and if I'm going to be a 1911 man, well, one of their versions of those as well. And then I end up getting rid of them because I get them and I shoot them. And there's a couple of things, you know, to address about the Glock. Now, the Glock is a very lightweight gun compared to, say, a SIG, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now compared to a Smith & Wesson M&P, it's a little shorter on the bore axis, isn't it? Which is what everybody claims the Holy Grail is, close bore axis to the web of your hand. Right?
Yep, and the M&P definitely has a leg up in that department.
Do you feel like that's a better one?
I do feel like it's the better one. At least they feel that way, but when I actually go out and put holes in paper, it doesn't seem to work that way all the time.
Well, I mean, you know, the Navy Special Warfare community is switching to Glock 19s now from SIG 226s, which is arguably a much more hardy gun, I would think, hardy, H-A-R-D-Y. Than the SIG, or excuse me, the Glock 19, but there's a lot to be said about the Glock 19 just from its shape. I mean, it looks like a square block, which, you know, Smith & Wesson is more pleasing to the eye. But that doesn't come into play when you're sticking it in your waistband. And it doesn't come into play when you're shooting it either. The other thing about this, now, you don't like iPhones either, do you? You're an Android guy.
I'm an Android fan.
You don't want to be like everybody that has an iPhone. And the, you know, the Glock, all kinds of stuff made for the Glock. All kinds of stuff made, like an iPhone, all kinds of accessories made for the Glock. So, you know, if you're shooting it better, I don't know. I don't know, man. I just don't. You could always keep your M&P. The M&P, now, comparing the two triggers as far as ease of shooting in a fast situation, which one's easier to shoot, the Glock or the Glock or the Smith?
I definitely feel like the Glock, at least for me, when I'm trying to shoot fast, is much easier because I think the reset is much more pronounced, so I can rip rounds a little bit quicker with the Glock.
Right.
But so, I was about to drop tons of money, too, on an M&P trigger job, even for the Pro 4. And then, you know, we were talking about the trigger jobs. I have an ATI. They're right in my back door, you know, in Taylor. I could go drive over there and have them take care of the gun. I have an Apex kit sitting on my desk right now. And I go to look up, well, if I was going to do a trigger job, what would that involve on a Glock? And it's like $20 and, you know, an hour worth of a gunsmithing time. And it just really has me in this awkward spot where I think I might start carrying the Glock a little bit more.
I think you should start carrying. Look, in a self-defense situation, and this is the other thing that I has, you know, like with the SIG 226, I really wanted that to be the gun. That first single-action shot going from a single-action or double-action to a single-action pull, I would have to train forever on that, and I've trained so long on Glock, and Glock is so easy to train with. It's the same trigger pull each and every one you do it. And if you're faster and that's more rounds downrange, that means the guy's not shooting at you. He's dodging. Or dying, which is, that's not bad. It's not bad for a bad guy to be dying in a self-defense situation. Coming up on the last break, usgunclasses.com. Do we want to mention the other thing you're about to write out, debut here in the next segment? You want to bring that up?
Not yet, because it's okay. Not ready for launch yet.
Understand. I defer to him. My guest this hour is Will Luker, usgunclasses.com. This is Lock and Load.
Mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. My guess this hour is Will Luker. Will is a concealed carry instructor of some acumen. But in addition to that, he does a lot of things in the background and everything else that makes it better for the gun community, in addition to being webmaster here at lockandloadradio.com. Any guns out there that you've ever considered carrying that you have never tried?
Well, the one that I switched to and have been carrying probably every other day, you know, kind of split with the M&P 40 lately, has been the FN57. And I switched over after the terror attacks in San Bernardino because, I don't know, I felt like with the 5.7, I can make much longer shots, and I can carry an extra magazine and have 41 rounds of ammo. And so that's kind of the oddball one that I've been carrying lately that I never really thought about carrying every day.
That would be – the only problem with that gun is, I mean, isn't it sort of dangerous to train with that as far as shooting steel with it if you're sort of close up to it?
I don't think it's that bad, and at least with the 5.7-millimeter projectile, which looks more like a little mini 223 round,
right?
Its effective range is only out to 200 meters, and because it's designed to tumble, when it actually hits something, it tumbles and it dissipates a lot of its energy a lot quicker. So you have less likelihood of over-penetration, and if you, you know, happen to miss, the odds of that round traveling on and being lethal is not as much as, you know, a traditional larger caliber.
What kind of holster do you carry that in?
I had to custom order one, and I forget what company I got it from, but it's just like the Galco, which is a single clip inside the waistband. And it's been pretty darn comfortable. The only thing that I've noticed carrying the 5.7 is that it definitely tends to print a whole lot more. And I've gone years without anybody noticing that I was carrying. And then after I started with the 5.7, I probably got caught twice in a two-week period, which was unusual for me.
Right. Now, we talked about my M&P Shield today, and you said that might be a gun that you might want to own as well. Why would that be something with some of the, because you carry bigger guns, why would this be one that you would think might be a good one to carry?
Well, of course, the Shield is really popular, and I like trying to have one of everything that's popular for classes so that people have a chance to actually go out and shoot the various popular guns. But I've held the Shield. It feels really good in the hand, and there's circumstances where you can't always carry, you know, a full-size or even a compact gun, and I think the Shield fits absolutely perfect to that niche as well. A lot easier to conceal, and it's been on my radar for a while. I've been probably shopping them for the last month or so.
Now, the Shield, though, the reason I have that versus some of these other guns out there is because I can get a full grip on it. Even with the 7-round magazine, I can get a full grip on it. What class of gun would this fall into? Or is it its own class of gun?
I think what we're seeing with these new single stacks is that they're not a pocket gun, but they're not a subcompact. They're kind of somewhere in the middle. And I don't know what to call them yet. I'm sure there's some nomenclature that somebody's come up with that makes a lot of sense. But I think they're different enough where they deserve their own category.
Yeah, the pocket gun, that has always been like the Ruger LCP, the Smith & Wesson Bodyguard. I mean, 380 semi-automatic pistols, but not the full house 9mm. Now you've got the Springfield XDS, which I think is in about the same category as this one, although they take it one step higher. And now Glock shows up on the scene. Now, I got to tell you, as a Glock guy, there was never a chance when I was looking for a gun of the size that I ended up with the M&P Shield that I was ever going to consider a Glock 43. I do not think, I think the Smith & Wesson M&P Shield, for the amount of money that it is a whole lot of bang for the buck.
Absolutely. And there's so much aftermarket support for it as well. I mean, not only have they done a great job designing that gun, but because it's so popular, there's so many different options out there. There's so many different ways to carry it. It's just so versatile that, I have to own one. It's just a matter of finding the right deal and having it in front of me, and I will. It's a phenomenal gun, and I love the category that they're creating with that type of gun because I think it opens, like I said, the world of concealed carry to a whole lot of people that thought they couldn't conceal and carry.
Well, it also, like, one of the problems that I had when I was really seriously actively in the rehab part of it was I was always wearing gym clothes, and there was no holsters out there that could hold up a gun with gym clothes on in the gym pants because of the weight of the gun. And then along comes the M&P Shield, and that will work without having to get into all this crazy stuff and, bands.
And it makes a lot of sense. They're comfortable to wear. I mean, you can wear it with pretty much any clothes. When I would go to the gym, I would typically take, I have a Caltech P380, a little pocket holster for it. And
right.
I don't like that gun at all. And I kept it because I try not to sell guns, but it just sits in the safe. And I think the Shield would be a great candidate where it's almost small enough where you don't have to just carry it in your pocket, but you can carry it without a belt or, you know, do other things that traditionally you couldn't do.
Right. So I guess now I've stimulated that thought process. You're probably looking at some of the – I know you don't like to sell them, but, if you've got queens, you might think about trading one, huh?
Yeah, well, hoarding isn't always a problem, right, Bill?
No. Well, it isn't ever for me, but you know why. So, I mean, that's that part of it out there. Michigan still having all of that that uptick in Detroit and all of the armed self-defense, is that still happening?
Absolutely, and it's been a really busy winter for us. In Michigan, winter's traditionally the busy season anyway,
right.
And especially with San Bernardino, and then we had that Kalamazoo Uber driver shooting. It's really, really spiked interest, and you know we have classes that fill up pretty darn quick, and the demographics that we're seeing in classes is a whole lot different than they used to be even 5 years ago. So we're definitely seeing a huge uptick in interest in Michigan and a lot more people becoming aware of, you know, the dangers that are actually out there.
I'm surprised the Kalamazoo driver got to shoot, as he seemed to be able to get around and not mess with too much opposition, which surprised me in Michigan.
It is kind of surprising to me as well. And in fact, I was teaching an instructor class about 30 minutes north of Kalamazoo when that happened, on the day that it was happening, and we were watching the coverage, and we were all extremely surprised, although Kalamazoo is, you know, home to, you know, university, but it was all surprising to us because normally, especially in the west side of the state, you know, of course, concealed carry is a lot more prevalent than it is, you know, in the Detroit area per se.
Will Luker is, if you're looking for web development, if you're looking something with something to do with a video today, 21st century video, and definitely with guns, Will Luker is a man that can help you out. You can start catching him at usgunclasses.com. We're about to run out of time, sir. Thank you very much for joining me this evening.
Thanks for having me, Bill. Always a pleasure.
Likewise. I'll be in touch soon. Anyway, Will was kind enough to put back up the archive, which came down temporarily. Now it is back up for those of you that were wondering about where the archive went. It's up. So that's back up. He's the man. Check him out. USGunClasses.com. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to be joined by Antonio Okafor, who is one of the leaders of Students for Concealed Carry. Interesting young lady that she is. African-American young lady. Truly African-American young lady. She is the real deal, and she's out there pushing campus carry. And we're going to have her tomorrow night. That is tomorrow. Tonight, well, tonight is done. Between now and then, it's going to happen in 21 hours again. Between now and then, remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. Has been, is always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.